Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshat Shmot, after he saves or helps the daughters of Yisrael, is referred to as an Ish Mitzri. Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu. Not necessarily a very honored title for Moshe Rabbeinu. But at the end of Chumash Devarim in Parshat V'zot HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as Ish HaLokim. Just read it on Simchas Torah. Zos HaBracha Sheberach Moshe Ish HaLokim. He went from being the Ish Mitzri to the end of his life being the Ish HaLokim. Noach, in contrast, seems to have gone in a different direction. At the beginning of this week's parsha, he's referred to as a tzaddik, ish tzaddik. Eila told us Noach, Noach ish tzaddik tami maya b'dorosa. But after the mabul, when he comes out of the teva and he plants the kerem, the vineyard, he's referred to as an ish ha'adama. He went from being the ish tzaddik to being the ish ha'adama. How did that happen? Noach must have been an unbelievable person. It's bezchut Noach that we're around today. Humanity exists because of Noach. V'Noach matzachein b'nei Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save the world because of Noach. And whether he was as great as Avram or not as great as Avram, but it doesn't matter, he was a great person. Ish tzaddik, tami maya v'darosav. How did he end up being referred to as just a simple, so to speak, ish adam? Noach, for the first 600 years of his life, until the Mabul, had to survive spiritually in a world that was so morally corrupt, full of chamas, full of gezel, full of avodah zarah, full of gilui arayos. And Noach struggled valiantly, tremendous kochos, not to be swept up in the corruption and the immorality of the world, of everybody around him. And he succeeded. He succeeded tremendously. All his efforts paid off. He was the Ish Tzaddik Tamim B'dor Osa. And in the following year, when the Mabul came, he had to work very hard in the Teva. Chazal tell us, he had to feed all the animals and feed them on time. And to be Mamali, the Tzibu Yashem. Then the Mabul ended. That year of the flood was over. And Noach comes out of the Teva. There's no one around. There's no corruption. There's no immorality. And Noach may have made a very fatal mistake. It wasn't necessary in his mind to struggle anymore. Noach could coast. He had achieved the pinnacle of Inish Tzadik Tami Midorosav. And now he doesn't have to struggle anymore. See, he could rest on his laurels and everything will just go smoothly. But he erred. What was his mistake? The Navi tells us that malachim are referred to as omdim. Malachim are stagnant. The way the malach was 1,000 years ago is the way the malach is today. A malach remains the malach that he always was and always will be. But human beings are not omdim, they're mahalchim. They're people that are always on the go. They're always moving. You're either moving in one direction or you're moving in the other direction. But you're never standing in the same place. And imagine yourself, there's an escalator, a down escalator. You can either move up, and if you're good enough, and you put enough effort in, you can reach the top. But if you don't do anything, if you just stay where you are, very quickly you're going to be at the very bottom. There's no such thing as being stagnant. And Noah said, I've become the Ich Tzadik. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to work hard anymore. Ended up being very quickly the Isha Hadam. And that was his mistake.